back to a new video. So in today's video, I really want to talk about ADHD. This is something I currently have. So ADHD is probably my biggest life struggle. And it holds me back in a lot of ways, and I want to bring more awareness to it just because a lot of people, first of all, don't even know that they have it, or maybe something would educate you here or just kind of resonate with you. I don't know, whyever you're watching this video, I guess. So first of all, ADHD, when you first say that, if you don't have it, it sounds just like somebody who has a short attention span, which it is that, but it affects you on a lot of different levels, like really deep down, I've personally found. And I'm not an expert, I'm not a doctor, so like, please, I'm just a freaking girl with a camera and who has ADHD and is talking about it, so take what you will here. So ADHD affects me personally on a lot of different levels. It goes way past just having a short attention span. But to talk about that for a second, we live in a world right now where it is so easy to be addicted to your phone. You're either very addicted to your phone and you need it all the time, or you're somebody who barely uses it and they, you know, you're either in it or you're out of it completely. And I'm currently in the social media addiction world right now. I always have my phone on me. You know, I'm pretty much available if I get a call or whatever. Depends if I want to answer, I guess. That's a side topic. Anyway, I'm saying I resonate a lot with Gen Z. I'm a 1997 kid, so I'm not necessarily a Gen Z, but I feel that's where my heart is there. Or maybe I am a Gen Z. I don't really understand it. Anyway, my point is that Gen Z typically has ADHD, like from a stereotype perspective. So on TikTok, their videos are 60 seconds long or less, and I find myself not even being able to watch a full 60 second video. Like, I physically feel irritated after maybe like 30 seconds. Once I'm getting like 45, unless I really, really love the content, if it's something like I'm just mindlessly watching, I find myself getting like irritated and like I want to scroll to the next one. And that's how that was like a first red flag to know. First of all, A, I'm very addicted to my phone. But B, I have really short attention span. My ADHD is really bad lately. Next part of this video I want to talk about is something that has affected my life for years. And I had no idea what this was until I educated myself recently. So I want to talk about this next topic called ADHD paralysis. So what that is where your brain is thinking of a million things to do. You have to wash the dishes, take the dog out, you want to post this video, you want to do all this stuff. You want to do all this stuff, but you don't have enough energy or dopamine or motivation or just drivenness to actually take those actions to do it. A lot of my life, I thought I was just freaking lazy, and maybe I am to an extent. I mean, I think we all are to an extent. For example, when it comes to making YouTube videos, there are periods in my life, months, where I am really excited and motivated to make videos, but then there are times in my life where my energy is just not there. And I saw this really good metaphor, and it made me understand ADHD better. I'm gonna tell you so we can be on the same wavelength here. A normal person with, let's say, with like barely any or no mental disorders, they wake up with 100 points of dopamine and serotonin. They wake up with 100 points, let's say. And someone with ADHD on an average day wakes up with negative 50. So understanding that, first of all, that makes so much sense. And it's not to say that I'm not a happy person or I'm not a positive person, but I'm not an expert. From what I understand, dopamine and serotonin is that good feeling energy that makes you actually want to take action. And it's just a mental thing. It's a mental thing that I fully don't know how to put into words yet, but I think I'm explaining it good enough here. So understanding that this is like without medication as well, your dopamine level. So I'm currently not on any ADHD medication, which is something I also want to talk about. But knowing that I wake up every day at like a negative 50, let's say, this is just like a rough kind of estimate. I have to set a structure for myself that gives me the dopamine no matter what, because that means I just have to work a little bit harder on myself so I can have dopamine like a normal person. people take ADHD medications to get that dopamine, like in an easy little pill, and then you have it throughout the day, right? And you can do normal things. You can go to work. You can do whatever. You can clean the house. Like, ADHD medication, let's just talk about that next. It always made me want to clean the house. So I am currently not on anything like that. But for 2 years, maybe on and off, I was prescribed something called Concerta. And this is the very lightest dosage of Concerta, but it's like the entryway into the Adderall world. So normally what doctors do, and I'm not an expert, so please just, like, you know, do what you will with this. And this is just my experience. Normally what doctors do is they get you in on the entry level of the drugs, the lowest dosage, and then they raise the dosage, or they change the dosage to something a little bit more stronger, whatever kind of works for the individual. For me, I just was already kind of, let me reword this. I'm a woke, conscious person. I have a good understanding about life to an extent, like on a spiritual way, and understanding that my perspective of life is in my head, and I have full control over that. So I was a little bit skeptical getting prescription, and I was self-aware of that kind of industry where they kind of want you to be sick in a way, because that's a whole different topic, is modern medicine. And I believe in modern medicine, and I'm not that, you know, but I also think to an extent the government and the people who make these harmful prescriptions, like, there are natural alternatives to that. Just to be honest with you, my brain literally just went blank and I forgot what I was talking about. And I sat here for a minute and I was like, what the heck was I about to say? And I had to rewatch the footage. And I think that's part of ADHD as well. So I wasn't even gonna say that, but it just so, like, ironic. I just wanted to toss that in. Anyways, I remember what I was gonna say now. Every time I would get my prescription renewed, it would show the main ingredient as the name. It wouldn't say Concerta, because Concerta sounds cute, but on the label it'd say like metha something, but the first four letters was meth. So every time my prescription was ready, I'd get a text and it's like, your order for meth is ready. And I was like, I was kind of on autopilot with it, because I was like, oh, this is normal, everybody takes this, like, whatever. And I'm not judging you if you do take it, because I understand the medication works for dopamine, but I started to get a little concerned, like, after a while. I don't know. Concerned in a sense, like, let me explain. Any form of Adderall is going to be addictive, because it gives you mental stimulation that you normally don't have, like dopamine and serotonin, from what I understand. So to take this cute little tiny pill and to have that, I get it, and I'm not judging anybody who does it. But for me, it came to a point where I don't want to rely on this tiny little pill to make my brain feel good. It's the cheat code, yeah, but I can't live like that forever. But something I also had to accept was that my brain starts at negative 50 every day. So what do I need to do to boost my brain up like 150 points total to be at the same level as an average person? So this is where the dopamine menu comes into play. This is a new tool I've recently learned. So what you do is you write down a list of everything that gives you dopamine. So this could be something doing skincare. This could be going for a walk. This could be listening to your favorite podcast. This could be working out is a very common one with everyone. That's something I personally have to do to literally give me dopamine. I don't know, like, the days I work out are extremely different than the days I don't work out. My mental state anyway. So that is something that boosts me up points wise. There's so many different things you can do, like, that give you dopamine. So think of a dopamine menu that you can create for yourself. So next time you're bored, which we don't get bored often in this society, because we have cell phones and computers everywhere where we can distract ourselves and we don't have to be bored. But something I encourage you to do is create your own dopamine menu, so that when you are feeling low dopamine, or you are feeling down or in a rut, or like you just don't want to do anything but you want to, that ADHD paralysis is the worst, because you can literally be like, have you ever been on TikTok and like in an uncomfortable position, like your neck's like cranked down and you are sitting like this for like an hour, and then but you are so zoned in that you are aware that you're addicted, but you just keep going. You're just like, I just want to watch a few more. And you'll go for hours. You could go for hours like that. And it's freaky. It's freaky because at this point, my devices have control over me to an extent. And that's saying a lot because this is not coming from an ego perspective. I feel I'm very conscious and woke. So for me to be as self-aware as I am and to still have such a strong addiction to social media, I can't like even imagine like other people's lives, how like how much far worse they could be in this cycle of like feeling like they can't do anything, they can't go after their dreams, they can't take any action because they're stuck in the social media rut, or they're stuck in this depression rut, or like not doing anything, or being extremely comfortable, and they're completely fine with that on the surface because they are in this rut of addiction, on many different levels, of being addicted to being comfortable, of any substances, of whatever. So the next thing I would like to bring up is natural alternatives or third-party alternatives that you can use to help boost your dopamine or just your mental overall. Aside from eating healthy and working out, some things I like to do to boost my own dopamine is I've been trying these new natural focus pills, which is made from I'll put it up on the screen, but it's some sort of mushroom thing. I forget. It's a natural thing. And the thing with the natural alternatives, before I get into it, is they are not the same as the prescription. So prescription is instant. You take it the same time every day, and then like an hour or so later, you feel that dopamine start to come in, and you feel motivated, and that kind of happens on clockwork. With the natural, I found out so far, is that doesn't happen. It's very time sporadic. When I feel the dopamine rush, I'm just like, oh, finally, I can get stuff done now. But I feel when I take the natural medicine at the times I'm supposed to. You're supposed to take 2 in the morning, 2 at night, and it gets in your system and it helps you like regulate the dopamine in your body or your brain, you know what I'm saying? Again, I'm not an expert, this is just how I understand it. So when I take the vitamins as instructed, I totally feel the dopamine. I don't have it calculated yet, as compared to the prescription anyway. So something else too I really enjoy that I just discovered recently is I bought this all-natural pre-workout. So pre-workout is like crack on a shelf and it just amps you up. But I found a natural pre-workout. I got it off Amazon. I'll put a picture up on the screen. Again, I'm not saying like go buy this stuff or anything like that. I'm just like letting you know these are things that I've actually used. Because when I got off ADHD medication, I was like, frick, I gotta find new things. I gotta fend for myself now. I gotta like figure this out. What products work, what don't. Also, omega-3 pills, vitamins. I don't know what it does to my brain exactly, but I do notice a huge difference when I've been consistently taking those vitamins. I'm not cured. I'm not at the finish line, but like this is the rock bottom and I'm like, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not over here. I'm almost halfway. Like, that's just where I'm at with getting this ADHD under control. It's interesting to me that there are people out there who have, like, no mental illnesses. Or, like, there has to be some people out there who are just pure mental state and don't have any diseases, like, mentally. I don't know. It's very interesting to me because I feel like my brain is sometimes a lot. Like, it hyperfixates on things too. That's what ADHD does, is that when you do focus a lot of your dopamine and attention onto a topic or whatever, you can hyperfixate on those things for a period of time. And then you eventually just, like, turn it off and, like, get tired of it. I've done that with hobbies, I've done that with YouTube, I've done that with clothing styles, I've done that all the friggin' time. I do that all the time, is I hyperfixate on something, and then I get bored of it, and then I come back to it. Like, for example, I got a little piano in the corner. I bought that at the beginning of quarantine. I loved it for the first little bit, I got bored of it, forgot about it, pulled it out again recently, played a little bit, and I was like, okay, like, maybe I'll hyperfixate on this again. Or, like, I hyperfixate on certain foods too, I find. Like, there will be weeks where I'm just like, I'm eating chicken vegetables every day this week. I don't even care. Or there's like months where I'm like, every day I'm gonna eat butter noodles, or like, I don't know, hyper fixate on certain foods. You get the point. So that's pretty much all I have to say about ADHD today. It's something I'm currently struggling with, but working on, and have improved a lot from where I was in the past. So I felt good enough to talk about this today with you guys. If you liked this video, like it, subscribe, you know, do all that YouTuber stuff, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye.